This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And we begin with healthcare today. The early stages of the Affordable Care Act will be upon us in 3 short weeks or so, October the 1st, to be precise. That's when the much-talked-about health insurance exchanges will open up. And as that deadline draws near, we're starting to get an idea of what people are going to have to pay to buy their insurance a la carte and what they are going to get for their money. The Kaiser Family Foundation is out with a survey of Obamacare plans that are going to be available in 17 states and the District of Columbia. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark gets us going.
There have been a few studies out recently looking at how much this insurance will cost. Today's from Kaiser is the most comprehensive. Gary Claxton is a co-author.
There's really going to be a lot of variation for people based on where you live, your age, and also whether or not you smoke.
Say you're a 40-year-old who chooses a plan with a deductible of a couple $1,000s. Claxton's study calculates that if you live in Portland, Oregon, you'd pay about $200 a month for that plan. If you lived in Burlington, Vermont, you'd pay almost $400. Then there's the question of tax credits, available to folks with low to moderate incomes. It's estimated that 4 out of 5 people using the health exchanges will qualify for those credits, which will bring premium and out-of-pocket costs way down. But if you make just too much to qualify for those tax credits, that $200 or $300 premium,
you know, that's still a very meaningful chunk out of someone's budget if they're not currently paying for health insurance.
That's Caroline Pearson with Avalere Health, a company that analyzes healthcare data. She also points out, don't forget the stuff you get for the money you spend on this health insurance. A lot of free preventative care like mammograms and other screening tests. And
it's really important to remember that these plans also include out-of-pocket caps.
Around $6,300 a year for someone who has very high healthcare costs, meaning there's a lot less chance of going bankrupt just because you get really sick. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.